Welcome to Backseat Box Office, episode 116, The Results Show. My name is William Paul. We're going to go over the results of the weekend's box office, what movies came in 1 through 5, compare those results to how people have sent in their predictions. We're going to go ahead and start things off very quickly with Skyfall coming in at number 1, Rise of the Guardians coming in at number 2, Breaking Dawn Part 2 falling down to 3rd, Lincoln in 4th, and then Life of Pi coming in at 5th. I do want to mention Playing for Keeps, the new movie that was out this weekend, came in at 6th place. I mentioned that outside of the top 5 because apparently some people picked it. Now, as always, we give everybody 25 points. Goal is to try to keep as many of those points as you can. For every movie you have off, you lose 1 point. For each position, that is. Your number one movie, if you have that off, that's 2 points per position. So, did we have anybody with a perfect score this weekend? No. We do have a few people with 23s. We have Kugron, who gave us Skyfall in first, Rise of the Guardians in second, got those right. He transposed Breaking Dawn Part 2 and Lincoln, putting Lincoln in third, Breaking Dawn in fourth, and then Life of Pi in fifth. Congratulations on the 23, Kugron. Then we have a set of people also getting 23, slightly different. Let's go ahead and listen to Art's voicemail to see how they did it.
This is Art calling in my picks. Who knew I should have just dittoed my picks from the week before? Oh well, it is what it is. My picks for this week, I am going to go with Skyfall in number 1. I think it's going to fall just, it was close enough to Twilight. And Twilight, I think, is going to fall off a little harder because of Playing for Keeps. So we're going to Skyfall number 1, Twilight number 2, Rise at number 3 for the only kid movie going right now. So I think that's going to keep it floating a little bit. Going to go with Lincoln at number 4 and Life of Pi at number 5. So basically, the picks from 2 weeks ago, just flipping Twilight and Skyfall. I'm not even going to put Playing for Keeps on the list because, I don't know, just sounds terrible. All right, we'll see what happens, and no picks from Nick because still on vacation, a lucky bastard. All right, guys, everyone, bye.
And to recap, that was BD, Art, and Uriah all scoring 23 by putting Skyfall first, Breaking Dawn Part 2 at second, Rise of the Guardians in third, Lincoln in fourth, and then Life of Pi in fifth. We have Father Beast, who put Skyfall at first, Breaking Dawn in second, Lincoln in third instead of fourth, Rise of the Guardians in fourth rather than second, and then Life of Pi in fifth. With those selections, we have Father Beast with a 21. Now we move on to Lena and William. William selected Breaking Dawn Part 2 in first place. I don't know what you're thinking there, buddy. Rise of the Guardians in second, you got that one right. Skyfall in third place, Lincoln, and then Life of Pi. William, you came out with a 19, and I'm fairly certain that Lena did say ditto William, so you can only blame William for those picks. We move on to Tad, who sent in a voicemail.
Hey, this is Tad calling in for Backseat Box Office, playing with my pitch for the week. Yeah, I'm not going to make the same mistake I did last time. I'm putting Twilight at number 1. Skyfall at number 2, and I'm going to say, I'm going to put Lincoln at number 3, Rise of the Guardians at number 4, and Life of Pi at number 5. I just don't think that movie coming out is going to even break the top 5, and I actually don't think the numbers are going to drop too much. I think they're all going to stay probably about the same. So those are my picks for the week, and good luck to everybody, and hopefully I'll do better than y'all. All right, bye.
To recap Tad's picks, that was Breaking Dawn in first, Skyfall in second, Lincoln in third, Rise of the Guardians in fourth, and then Life of Pi in fifth. So, Tad, you got a 17 for the week. We move on then to Scott. He put Skyfall in first, Life of Pi in second, Lincoln in third, Breaking Dawn in fourth, and then Rise of the Guardians in fifth. So that's 17 for the week, Scott. Not too horrible. We move on to another host, Jeff, who put Breaking Dawn in first, Lincoln in second, Rise of the Guardians in third, Skyfall in fourth, and then you did get Life of Pi right in fifth place. Jeff, that is a 15. And our last participant for the week, Mrs. Beast, you put Breaking Dawn Part 2 in first place, Skyfall in second, Playing for Keeps in third, that did come in, as I mentioned, in sixth, Rise of the Guardians in fourth, and then Lincoln in fifth place. Mrs. Beast, you came out with a 14. With that, those are the participants for the week. We then move on to the leaderboard. We have Monty in first place. He only had 1 week's worth of participation from a few weeks ago. No one's beaten his overall score of 23. Then we have BD rounding out a close second at 22.83. Kugron coming in third. Tony in fourth. Art in fifth. Jeff in sixth place. Uriah in seventh. Nick in eighth place. And then we have a two-way tie for ninth place. Father Beast and Lena. And that is the top 10. I just want to mention that this week we have, I believe, just one movie coming out in wide release. That's the one with The Precious. Yes, yes, give me back my Precious. No, no, why Bilbo, why are you taking the ring? Please, no, give it back. No, no, I want my Precious back. Yes, The Hobbit is coming out. The Hobbit is coming out, and I hope you all have a good day, a good week, a good weekend. Happy predictions.